Welcome to Practicing What Jesus Preached, a Lenten podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner offers a month of daily reflections, questions, practices, and prayers on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Take time to journey with Jesus this Lenten season by striving to put what Jesus preached into practice.
Matthew chapter 6, verses 22 and 23. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? You know, it's rather interesting to make note of what catches our eye. When we're considering purchasing, for instance, a particular car, suddenly we see similar vehicles on the road everywhere we go. When we hear about a viral video or a tweet or a Facebook post, we go online to watch and add to the views. When we're feverishly looking for a sign from God, you know, we take note of birds in the air or billboards we pass or messages we receive from strangers as if they potentially convey a word from the Almighty. You know, this, of course, expresses the truth that when we are paying attention and focused on looking for something, there's really no telling what we might actually see, whether real or imagined. You know, our world is so very visual. You know, advertising agencies, marketing teams, public relations firms know that if they can catch our eye, they've got a shot at grabbing our attention. Words, slogans, images assail us from every angle imaginable. Print media, broadcast media, social media call us to look, to see, to behold. Of course, there's an even more shadowy side of our visual proclivities that take the form of viewing, say, pornography or voraciously reading heated and hateful little message boards or threads or simply rubbernecking on the road or in life to slowly witness the accidental misfortunes of others. You know, in this section of Jesus' sermon, he seems to be saying that how we view life shapes who we are. Our sight and our insight determine our overall health and our relational wellness. What we take in visually has a way of forming us internally. If our eyes are healthy, meaning that we look upon that which is good and holy and redemptive, God's light shines through us. However, if we focus on that which is unhealthy, sinful, divisive, the light within us is diminished until darkness. Darkness overtakes us and engulfs our lives. We were made, though, to be a lamp of God shining forth in the world. We were not formed to perpetrate the darkness that existed before God's creation. So, as far as a question to consider, if you really do desire to receive signs from God, where might you need to focus your attention? And where should you focus less? And then for a practice, I want you to be mindful and discriminating about what you see, about what you view. So instead of, say, endlessly surfing the internet or social media, instead read a good and inspiring book. Instead of shopping on a street full of alluring signs that encourage consumption, take a quiet walk in the woods and behold God's creation. Instead of looking covetously at all that your family and friends and neighbors have, pause. And in that moment, give thanks to God for all the blessings that God has entrusted to you. Let's pray. Lord God, we really need to ask that you would help us. Help us to fix our eyes and our heart on that which is good and holy and meaningful. Lord, help us to focus on the blessings of life so that the light of gratitude and grace can shine through us. Keep our eyes from darkness and help us to view life as you do, with faith, hope, and love. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. Copies of Practicing What Jesus Preached are available from all local and online booksellers. God bless you this Lenten season, and have a wonderful day.